Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
65-year-old Anne-Marie Flynn has been recovering after a robbery in Dublin city centre last August, which left her injured and lying in the street after her handbag was stolen. As the Irish Sun reported in recent days, Mark Duggan of East Wall, but with no fixed abode, who had 133 previous convictions, was sentenced to 4 years last week after pleading guilty to robbery. Anne-Marie Flynn joins me on the line now. Hello, Anne-Marie, you're very welcome.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. And now for you, this was a really horrendous ordeal for anyone to have to go through. Will you talk us through what happened that night, Anne-Marie? You were walking through Dublin city centre.
Well, I had been out that evening, and when the evening ended after an hour, because with the furnace, nowhere was open long, I got a taxi back to where I was staying. Mm-hmm. And when I got out, I just had to cross to the door, and this fella came behind me, and as I thought, he was passing by, but he turned around real quick to grab me bag. And when he grabbed the bag, I wouldn't let it go. I wasn't giving in, and I just wouldn't let it go. So he turned out that he was bouncing me around like a rag doll, and in the end he threw me out onto the ground, and I went out cold to midnight, hit me head.
Gosh, Anne-Marie, so, it sounds violent, because you, as you were telling Stephen Breen in the Irish Sun, you did try and fight him off. I mean, you were holding on to that handbag.
Well, that's it. I wasn't boxing him or anything. I'm not a fighter or anything like that. But after that, I wish I was today, to be honest with you. But I wasn't. I just wouldn't let go of the bag. And I must have bringing him with me when we fell, because he went over me. Now, I don't know whether his feet hit me in the ribs, because after that, my ribs were very bad for weeks. But I know he jumped up, and, well, I didn't know this because I'm out cold on the ground, but he did jump up and took me back and just ran. And that was the end of him. I didn't know anymore because I'm out cold on the ground.
And I want to talk to you a little bit more about that, because when you fell to the ground, you must have hit your head on the pavement, on the path, did you?
Yeah. Well, on the ground I hit it. Mm-hmm. But I only remember the thank God the porter came out to have a smoke, because I'd never been found. At, like, even though I was staying at this place and I was left outside the door, but the taxi had passed the door a little bit, so that's why I was only walking over to the door when this happened.
Yeah, you see, and we forget how quiet it was as well around that time in the city centre and everywhere, of course. And you have no memory, do you, of the bag being taken from your hand?
No. I was out. It's even on the photographs in the papers and all. You can see me out completely. When I did open my eyes at one stage, the rain was pelting down, so I'd say it was the rain woke me, but I still couldn't move my body. And when I opened my eyes, I was looking into pitch darkness, and I just said to myself, what's that happening to me? And I was coming back, and then I said, is this where I'm going to die?
That's what you thought.
So that's the way I felt. So the next I knew, the porter in the hotel came out for a cigarette. Thank God he did. And he knelt down beside me, and I must have opened my eye again. And he said, don't move. I have to get an ambulance for you. Your head is cut. There's a pool of blood.
And Anne-Marie, how bad were your injuries then?
I had to get eight stitches, a tetanus needle. My ribs were hurt. I couldn't move my neck. I could move my neck after 4 days. And what I never had, I start getting headaches. And because, tip wood, I was never sick in my life, really. I'm a diabetic. And that's another thing. They said I could have gone into a coma, being a diabetic. So, but I was very, very lucky. I'm lucky I'm here today to tell the tale, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but you still have some of the effects of those injuries and they impact you a bit, don't they, Anne-Marie?
Well, most of the injuries might be gone. I noticed in November my ribs started paying me again. Maybe because it was winter, I don't know. But that was there most of the winter, the pains in the ribs, but not every day. It's something like as if you'd arthritis. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Can we go back then, Anne-Marie, to when the porter came to you and said, I need to get you an ambulance, don't move. And then the guards were called. Do you remember the guards coming?
No. I was unconscious. I just wasn't moving. Mm-hmm. I couldn't move. Sure, when the poor ambulance men came, I don't know whether it was the guards asking me or the ambulance men asking me, where were you? And I kept saying, I'm not saying, and I had to apologise to them all, because the reason I was saying that was because I had gone to a friend's house after the pub, after the hour, and I couldn't rightly drink, because you know when you eat food so late, you can't drink right. So I was in the friend's, but I was frightened to tell them, because with the new rules and regulations out, we're not allowed near anywhere with the virus. Yeah. I didn't want to get her into trouble.
Of course. And Anne-Marie, can you remember any of the time that you spent in hospital, or when did you start to come to from when you were unconscious?
Well, that I don't know, but I see my reflection in a window, and I thought to myself, they must be putting red bandages around your heads now. And till I realised it was me, it was a white bandage, but it turned red with the blood.
Gosh, Anne-Marie, you must have had some fright.
Oh, yeah, it was horrible. Horrible. But I wouldn't wish it on anyone now, God help them. I just wouldn't wish it on them.
And how have you been since? Do you find it hard to be out in public?
Well, I don't carry a handbag anymore, and I'm like a fool with things everywhere in my pockets, trying to search for them when I'm in shops and all. And I had to get a jacket with pockets inside and outside. So it's horrible, and it's a horrible feeling when you're... Now, I've only really been out, I can count on my fingers how many times I've been out on my own to walk around just to the shops. Mm-hmm. And it's not very much, because when you're out, you're walking and you get this, it could be a child even coming behind me, and I'm panicking and I have to stop and turn a certain way that I see them and let them go by me. Because I keep thinking I'm going to be mugged again.
Well, it sounds as though you've lost a lot of your confidence since this happened.
I have, and to be honest, I had great confidence. I wasn't a worrier on anything like that. Now, I do, I get upset over a lot of certain things, but I always would say, I will solve the problem, sit down and think about it. Like, I wouldn't be going, oh God, what am I going to do? This is terrible. Mm-hmm. But since all this, that's all gone out the door.
And listen, he got your handbag and your purse was never recovered. But more importantly,
nothing was recovered.
Your phone, that was the thing that you really wanted to get back because of the photographs.
Yeah, because my dad and sister was in the photographs. And they're both dead. And I've only one sister, no brother, so... And there was photographs of my grandkids' deaths and their graduations from school. And unfortunately, I never got them downloaded, But I, after this, if I ever got a phone like that again, I would.
Yeah, and we see, we all do that, don't we? We keep all the photographs now on the phone, and then when something like this happens,
yeah,
the loss is great, isn't it? It's huge.
I'd never get a day phone again. I only got a cheap one, to be honest with you, because it was too bad of an experience with him.
Yeah. And what do you think about, you know, when you think about how this has impacted you and how, what it's been like for you to try and move on, has it been hard?
Yeah, sure, it's only since last August and it is still hard. Like, I did smoke and I gave them up. But when this happened, I went back on the cigarettes again and I'm smoking worse.
Oh, dear.
Now, I don't smoke, thank God, when I'm going out in the street with people. But I find when I'm in the house, I'm smoking non-stop. I'm a chain smoker now, God.
And he was Mark Duggan and he was sentenced to 4 years. I mean, you must have been pleased that he got that level of a sentence,
yeah,
were you?
Yeah, I was delighted.
And what do you say to people?
No, I'm not bad like that. I never was, but I am happy. Well, at least we can do without them for so many years.
And Anne-Marie, what advice would you give to people who have been through a similar experience?
God love them. I hope they don't go through it. But I would say go get counsel immediately. Now, I won't lie to you, but because I'm still the same, but it helps a little bit if you talk to someone for a while. And so I say go to counselling, and bit by bit, you will get there. Now, it takes ages. It doesn't happen overnight. But if you keep thinking positive and don't let the beast win, I think, that's what I'm doing, I've done, and I'm trying to get out of my mind. There isn't people like this. Now, you can't kind of go lackadaisy, that you think there's no one there. There is, they're always around the corner. But you can't let them take over our lives either.
And the guards were good to you, and the doctors, and everyone who helped you, and of course your family as well.
Everyone was very good to me. I have to be honest, the police even sent two divers down to the Liffey to get in to find the back. And no, they were all very good. They did their work very well, the doctors and nurses. And I'd also like to thank all my lovely friends and thank them for all the bouquets they sent me.
Oh, that's lovely, Anne-Marie. And it's great to hear that the guards put in such an effort to find your bag and your precious phone.
They were all very good. Yeah. No, there was nothing found, but they helped me, every one of them.
Well, listen, we wish you well, Anne-Marie, with your continuing recovery. And it's great that you're able to talk about it at this stage anyway. And look, we have to look forward, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah, we will.
Thanks very much, Anne-Marie. You take care.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.